Shalom, everybody. Part of Parshas Va'eschanan, beginning with Perek Dalid Pasuk Chafhei, is read on Tisha B'Av in the morning, and it is a painful warning to Bnei Yisrael about the punishments we will receive, Chas V'Shalom, if we leave Hashem and His Torah. However, Moshe does say that when we are scattered around the four corners of the globe, and God forbid we suffer the pains of Galus, even when that happens, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Perek Dalet Pasuk Lamed, Batsar lecha umtsa'ucha kol hadvarim ha'ele be'acharis hayamim, when you're in pain, when you're in oppression, and all these terrible things happen to you at the end of days, says Moshe, v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, etc. You will return to Hashem, your God, and you will listen to His voice. That's what Moshe promises, and that's what Moshe prophesies. It's a beautiful promise. However, the next pasuk, Perek Dalet Pasuk Lamed Aleph, seems to be out of place. Or at least the beginning of that pasuk does. Because after Moshe promises that we will do tshuva, Moshe says, Kikel rachum Hashem Elokecha, because Hashem, your God, is a merciful God. He won't abandon you. He won't destroy you, God forbid. He'll remember the promise, the covenant, the oath, the bris that He made and He swore with your ancestors. Those are the psukim. But why does the Torah mention God being a kel rachum? Ki kel rachum Hashem Elokecha. God is a merciful, kind God. Where does that mercy fit in here? Moshe says that Bnei Yisrael will, God forbid, be punished in a long and painful galus. And then v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. You'll return to Hashem. We'll do tshuva. And Hashem won't destroy us. But where does Hashem being a kel rachum connect to that? This question is asked by the Malbim, Rav Meir Leibush ben Yechiel Michel Weiser. He died in the year 1879, and he says this on our psukim, and he gives the following beautiful explanation. It is absolutely true that when Bnei Yisrael are found in Galus, and God forbid, they suffer in Galus, and we've seen some of that suffering in our lifetimes, and in the last 80 years, and of course in the last 2,000 years, Rachmana Litzlan. With all that suffering, Moshe tells us that eventually, v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, we will come back to Hashem, we will recognize our sinful ways, and we'll do tshuva, but that tshuva will be done out of yira, out of fear of pain, not out of ahava, not out of love for Hashem. Bnei Yisrael will be in pain, God forbid, and that's why they'll do tshuva, not because they've been spurred to a love for God, a desire to come closer to God. And even that tshuva that we're going to do as the Torah says in Pasuk Lamed, be'acharis hayamim, it's going to be later, it's at the end of days. We're going to wait to do tshuva. And with all that, with the lower form of tshuva, as a reaction to the suffering of God, God forbid, and with tshuva being pushed off until acharis hayamim, until the last moment, with all that, Hashem will accept our tshuva. Why? Because Hashem is a kel rachum. He's a merciful, kind God, and He will accept our tshuva, even though it's not going to be the optimal tshuva. That is the Malbim. Perhaps one can suggest another idea to explain our description of God's mercy in these psukim. This is my own idea, but it is absolutely based on Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, who died in 1993. And he speaks about this topic in general, not about these psukim specifically, but in general. He speaks about them in two places in the Sefer Al HaTshuva, one beginning on page 24, and another in Al HaTshuva beginning on page 46. Perhaps one can suggest the following idea based on Rabbi Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik says that whenever we do tshuva, we must first recognize that doing tshuva is not a given. You can't do something wrong, bang your chest a few times, say slach lanu or al chait, and poof, the sin is gone. Of course not. It's a process. Sometimes it's a lifelong process of changing our ways, of connecting and reconnecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives. And not only that, but theoretically, tshuva shouldn't even exist. A person sins against God, and that should be it, God forbid. Who says there should be a second chance, or a third chance, or a 100th chance? But tshuva does exist, and perhaps that is what the Torah is saying here. Do not take tshuva as a given. Appreciate the gift of tshuva. Appreciate the opportunity of tshuva. Recognize that the whole process of tshuva is an act of mercy by God. You will do tshuva. You will repent. We all will. And why will we be given that opportunity? Kikel rachum Hashem Elokecha, because God is all about mercy. The very gift of tshuva is exactly that. It is a gift. And even when we're punished, and even when we do tshuva, we must recognize that tshuva is a gift coming from the Kikel rachum Hashem Elokecha. Have an amazing day, everyone.